Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So speaks Isaiah the prophet to the people of God in the twilight of their Old Testament days. When the darkness was gathering, when the night of exile was coming, idolatry, pride, hatred, bloodshed, burning, destruction, plundering, executions, shame, the nakedness of wives exposed, the heads of infants dashed against the stones, blood-curdling cries, defeated sobs, chains, bondage, forced march away from Jerusalem. The glory of the Lord departed, the temple of the Lord in ruins, the people of the Lord decimated, chastened, drinking the cup of his fury, receiving the just wages of generations of unrighteousness and unbelief. O Jerusalem, how dark the night that is coming. The darkness which covers the earth, the thick darkness of death, the deep darkness of unbelief, the black darkness of despair, the inky darkness of human vanity. This darkness which covers all the peoples, this darkness is coming, pressing in, pressing down, encompassing, surrounding even you, O Israel. And so Isaiah speaks to you, people of God, in the twilight of your Old Testament days. And as this dark night is falling, he speaks a blazing word of hope and promise. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of Yahweh has risen upon you. For behold, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But Yahweh will rise upon you as the sun, and his glory will be seen upon you. Hold on. Wait. Hope. Trust. In its time, the sun rises. In his time, the glory of the Lord dawns, even in the darkness. The dawn always comes in the darkness. You are the people of Yahweh. When darkness covered the face of the deep, before there were even sun, moon, or stars, the light of Yahweh shone into the creation. Let there be light, and there was light. And evening gave way to morning. When his people groaned in the dark despair of slavery in Egypt, Moses writes, Yahweh came from Sinai. For his people, he rose from Seir like the sun. He appeared like sunshine from Mount Paran. He came with tens of thousands of holy ones. On his right hand was flaming fire. O people of Yahweh, hold on. Wait. Hope. Trust. In its time, the sun rises. In his time, the glory of the Lord dawns. The night came, the horror of exile, the ruin and night of Jerusalem. But Isaiah had spoken of a dawn, the bright dawning of God's own glory upon his holy city and upon his holy people. And indeed, after some years in exile, there was a return, a partial restoration. But the glory of rebuilt Jerusalem, the glory of the second temple, was not like the former. Many of God's people remained scattered, some in Babylon, some in Egypt, some in every direction. Where was this coming that Isaiah promised? Where is the dawn? O people of Yahweh, hold on. Wait. Hope. Trust. In its time, the sun rises. In his time, the glory of the Lord dawns. Today, January 6th, Epiphany, throughout all the world, from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the church of God is rejoicing. For the promised sun has risen. The glory of the Lord has dawned upon his Israel. Jesus has come in human flesh. The true light that lightens every man now breaks forth in the darkness. Have you known the darkness? Have you felt the darkness which covers this earth? The thick darkness of death? The deep darkness of your own unbelief? The black darkness of despair, hopelessness, depression? The inky darkness of your own vanity as you try to find some purpose to your life, which seems so often to churn with ugliness? This darkness presses in on us, presses down on us, at times even enshrouds us. In the darkness, a star appeared. In the darkness, through many nights, magi from the east followed this star. It took them finally to Bethlehem, this wondrous star, leading the magi through the night until the dawning of the glory of God lay before them. O people of Yahweh, O holy Israel, how beautiful is your light, the light with which you shine, the light of your greatest sun, the light of your God. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels will cover you, young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of Yahweh. And so the Magi came to the bright dawn of Israel, the birth of Jesus Christ. They came bringing gold and frankincense. They came heralding good news and Yahweh's praises, declaring the excellencies of him who had called them out of darkness and into his marvelous light. First, just these few foreigners, but soon more and more. Men and women and children from every people, from every land, and we too have seen his glory. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Isaiah promises that in the day when God's glory dawns on Jerusalem, Jerusalem itself, his holy people, will themselves shine. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Jesus comes and says the same thing. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And just what should our shining look like? God gives us a beautiful picture of this in Isaiah 58. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and to bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood, then shall your light break forth like the dawn. Then shall your light rise in the darkness, and nations shall come to your light. Nations shall come to your light. Jesus has come. God's glory has dawned upon his people in the sight of all the nations. The darkness is passing away. The true light is shining. The night is far gone. The day is at hand. So let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Epiphany 2009. We are yet another year closer to that great day. If the darkness has wearied you, if you sometimes feel as if the darkness is swallowing you, hold on. Wait. Hope. Trust. In its time, the sun rises. In his time, the glory of the Lord dawns. So it will be at the end. In the dark and latter days, though the world be filled with hatred and false teaching and lawlessness, though even the love of God's own children begin to grow cold, in the last of days, when even the sun is darkened and the moon refuses to give its light, Christ will shine forth a second time in this dark world. He will dawn on us with all his might and glory, surrounded by his holy angels, accompanied with his beaming saints. Arise, shine, he will say to his people, living and dead. And you will shine like the brightness of the heavens above and like the stars forever and ever. On that day, in your gleaming beauty and splendor, Jesus will take you by the hand. Arise, shine, he will say to you. Arise, shine, not just as a light to draw the nations. Arise, shine, not just for the good of your neighbor or even for the sake of goodness itself. Arise, shine for me, my bride. Like the lover in the Song of Songs, our bridegroom will take us by the hand and call to us, arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come. For behold, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth, and the time of singing has come. The fig tree ripens its figs. Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come with me. We will arise. We will shine with Christ, like Christ, for Christ, forever. Arise, shine. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Amen.